For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
That the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And that's no coincidence that tonight we're talking about resist the spirit of heaviness and receive God's joy. Resist the spirit of heaviness and receive God's joy. Glory to God. So we know that we live in a world that is full of destruction and things wanting to pull us down. And so let's commit this word to the Lord. Lord, we commit this word to you. I ask that every person hearing this would understand it spiritually and in the heart, that there be opening for you, Lord, and for your joy to rise up, and for every person here to be full of your joy, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're looking at Isaiah 61. Look, there's a lot of the spirit of heaviness. It's not of God. The spirit of heaviness weighs people down, brings depression and fear and worries and so on. You know, the Lord is very much against the fear of evil, very much against his people being entangled in all of that. He wants his people to be free, and we'll see tonight some scriptures around his people having joy. So we're looking at Isaiah 61, and we'll go verses 1 to 3 of Isaiah 61. Now, let's be very clear. This is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He, in fact, quoted this in Luke 4. So he's pointing back to this, showing that it was talking about him. And when we see the word Zion, we understand that's referring to the people of God. So notice what it says here from verse 1, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath appointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." So can you see a theme coming through here? God is wanting to release, to deliver, to heal, to give liberty, to comfort. This is the God we serve. This is the God of joy. He wants to take people out of brokenness. Verse 3, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Notice here, God wants us to be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. Where are you planted? We'll show you where you're meant to be planted in a minute. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. You know, there's all types of words that the world wants to feed into people's hearts, and it'll bring people down because they can look at the events of the world, they can look at the things all around, they can look at their own circumstances, and they can be looking at all the wrong things, because God wants us to look to him. He wants us to look to him. He wants us to be planted as trees of righteousness. He wants us to have the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. In other words, taking the place of the spirit of heaviness. And we need to resist that as something from the enemy. I resist this spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. And I praise the Lord because He is my rock. He is my strength. He is my Saviour. He is to be glorified in my life. Let's look at Psalm 92. We've looked at this over the last few weeks, and I want to remind you of what it's saying in Psalm 92, because we need to be planted, not like many people that are tossed to and fro, that don't know about the wonderful things that are in the Lord, that don't understand about where true joy comes from. And you can see here in Psalm 92, we'll look at verses 12 and 13. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar. Cedar is a strong type of wood. In Lebanon, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Where does God want you to be planted? As a tree of righteousness in the house of the Lord. What does He want to do? He wants you to flourish. He wants you to flourish. He wants you to come out of the spirit of heaviness. He wants you to come out of mourning. He wants you to come into joy. He wants you to come into strength, into salvation. This is the Lord we serve. He wants you to be planted for a particular reason in the house of the Lord. It says they shall flourish in the courts of our God. So they're right where God is. You know, I see the house of the Lord, the church, as like a refuge, as like a sanctuary. It's like a place where you can be charged up and strengthened, where you can be fed with the Word of God, and the Spirit of God can talk with you and speak with you. That doesn't mean that you can't be fed outside in your everyday life. In fact, you must have a prayer life and a word life. You must walk by faith. The Bible tells us that if you're a Christian. But you also have to be planted. There's too many people who aren't planted, and so they're not flourishing in their life. The good things aren't coming into their life. God wants you to have the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Let's have a look at Psalm 35. Psalm 35. Verses 27 and 28 of Psalm 35. What is God's will for His people? We're starting to see that. Verses 27 and 28. Talking about the people of God, and you'll see that He's talking about God's servants here. Verse 27 and 28 of Psalm 35, it says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favour my righteous cause. That's God's righteous cause. Favour that. Yea, let them say, how much? Continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. What does God want you to be saying continually? Let the Lord be magnified. Does He want you to magnify the problems, the trouble? He doesn't. He wants you to praise Him. He wants you to glorify Him. He wants you to center your life, your thinking, your words here. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. That tells us that He wants you to prosper. He wants you to go forward. He wants you, as we saw before, to flourish. He wants you to be comforted, to be strengthened. Verse 28, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. So fill your mouth with praising God. The more you know the word, the more you're able to speak the word out and thank Him. Thank You, Lord. You are my strength. You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my Saviour. And so give Him the praise He deserves. Let Him Let him be your rock, as I said before. Let him be your foundation in life. Very important. God's will in Christ is that your joy might be full. Let's have a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 16. John 16 and verse 24. God wants your joy to be full. He wants you, as you're looking to him, as you're trusting in him, as you're praising him. We saw that he wants you to prosper. He wants your joy to be full. In John 16, verse 24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. How do we receive from God? By believing, by faith, by believing, and receiving by faith. Believing his word and receiving by faith. Now the enemy wants to get you away from that foundation. He wants you to be concentrating on the words of man, on the current news of the day. I'm not saying you should be ignorant, but a lot of people are currently focusing on all of that, and their focus is right away from the Lord. God wants you to be praising him, to allow your joy to be full because you ask and receive from him. We must have trust in him. He's the one that provides joy. He's the one that provides joy. Let's have a look at Romans 14, verse 17. Romans 14 and verse 17. Now, this is important scripture, this one here, because we talked about where we are planted. We're in the house of the Lord, we're in the kingdom of God. If you're born again, if you've received Christ as your Saviour, you are in the kingdom of God. And notice what it says about the kingdom of God in verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness and peace and joy. Righteousness, that's, you're in right standing with God, and what's coming out of your heart are right things as you look into the word. The Bible says the spirit of faith is all about I believe and therefore speak. I believe the word and I speak the word. Do you believe that God is your strength? Then you say, God is my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. That comes directly from Scripture. You know, having joy, and we see here if you're in the kingdom of God, it's accessible through the Spirit of God, because the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Okay? And if you've got that joy, it represents strength. Strength in your life. In fact, let's look at that scripture. Nehemiah 8, verse 10. Nehemiah 8, verse 10. God gives strength to his people. So even though there might be things that will come against you, hardships might present themselves to you, your trust will be in your foundation, which is the Lord. You won't be easily swayed. In fact, Jesus talked about, we won't turn to it, but he talked about in the book of Matthew, for example, building your house upon the rock. And he called the rock his sayings or his words. So you're building your life upon the word of God. You get a firm foundation, and as the word gets into your heart, into your spirit, you're speaking it as you believe it. And we see in Nehemiah 8 and verse
10. Now we'll just look at the last part of that verse. Nehemiah 8
and verse 10. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now you can see that the enemy wants to sap your joy, doesn't he? He wants to bring in that spirit of heaviness and sap that joy. But God wants your joy to be full. He's already told you that the kingdom of God is about righteousness and peace and joy. So this is something we can say. Lord, I thank you for your joy, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank you, Lord, for that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Does God want you to have joy? He does. We've seen it. He wants you to have a rejoicing spirit in him. We saw that. He wants you to be a person that is shouting for joy and be glad. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you sense the enemy trying to get that heaviness into you, the Bible says you can rebuke it. Resist the devil and he will flee. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse this spirit of heaviness, because the joy of the Lord is God's will for me. And that's something we need to be proactive about. Speaking the word of God against the words that the enemy would try to bring into our hearts and minds, and say, no, I know what God's will is. I've seen it in the word. He said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's for me. He wants me to be strong. Look at 1 Peter 5, and we'll look at verses 6 to 9. 1 Peter 5, 6 to 9. You know, God is with his people. He cares about his people. He wants his people in him to love life. So, 1 Peter 5, let's read verses 6. And we'll go down to verse 9. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, you don't want to be exalting yourself. You want to exalt the Lord in your life constantly. So you humble yourself before him. You say, Lord, I want to do your will. Show me your ways in my life. Open up the paths of righteousness for me to walk in. And notice what he says right at the very end, that he may exalt you in due time. God wants to, he'll be the one that will lift you up, okay? You don't want to lift yourself up. He has the strength and he will lift you up. He will exalt you, okay? Notice what it says in verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, casting all your care, that's all your worries, all your concerns. Cast them all upon him. Say, Lord, I cast all these worries, concerns, cares upon you in the name of Jesus. I know you care for me. You love me. You sent the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life is living forever with God in his kingdom. And we know that there is righteousness, peace, and joy in the kingdom of God. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, he goes in verse 8 and says there's an adversary. There's an enemy. We'll call him the enemy of your joy, the enemy of your stand. The enemy of God is your enemy. And notice what it says in verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So there are people he can devour. He can tear them apart. He can bring them right down. He can make it so that they don't think that there's any reason to live. Oh, but there is, if you've got Christ in your life. He makes all the difference. If you've got the Lord, you've got Him supplying the joy, and there's no devil that can defeat you, because you can resist him. What it says in verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith. So you can say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse this. It's not of God. And you can say, I am sober, I'm vigilant, and I stand in the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, Jesus said that he wants your joy to be full. We've seen what's in the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. He wants you to have those things in your life. Not so that you can leave him out of the picture. No, you can never leave him out of the picture. But so that you are centered on him. As we saw before, you're praising him. You're looking at his righteous cause, not just your own things. But what do you want me to do, Lord, on the earth? Now, time on the earth is very short. The book of James says it's like a vapor. We know that. And sooner or later, we're going to become coming before the Lord, and he'll say, what did you do? And if you're saved, there'll be reward. A terrible thing if you're not saved. But if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and he is your Saviour, and you understand that you're living your life for the Lord, then you see what he wants for you. He wants you to humble yourself under his mighty hand, because his hand is good in your life. He'll exalt you. He'll put you in the right place. He wants you to cast all your care upon him, because he cares for you. Think about that. The Almighty God cares for us. Isn't that good? He cares for us. But we have to be sober and vigilant, because there's an enemy that is seeking to destroy, to pull you down, to take you out of God's will, and to bring you into a place of defeat. And you say, that's not me. I'm not going to allow that to happen to me. He's not going to have me, because I am going God's way. Now we'll finish with Romans 15 verse 13. Romans 15 verse 13. Let's have a look at this. Now we talked about believing. We must have a heart that is believing God. And notice what it says here in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you. What does he want? He wants to fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So there's no joy and peace in doubt and unbelief and fear and so on. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is present and working in people's lives as they're open through believing, abounding in hope. Where do you get this hope from? The God of hope. What's he doing? He'll fill you with all joy and peace in believing. This is a good thing. He wants to fill you. And so if you have a spirit of heaviness, Does it not come from the Lord? And you know the will of God for you, as we see there, is for the God of hope to fill you with all joy and peace in believing. You say, I'm a believer. I believe his word. I know what it says. And I'm basing my life upon what he says. We walk by faith, not by sight. So it may seem as though everything's coming against you, but you say, no, the Lord is working things out for me. He loves me. He cares for me. He's provided for me. You know, he is doing this for us. He has done, in sending the Lord Jesus Christ, he has done the salvation work. He has provided the Lord as your rock. I mean, what greater gift of love could be sent than what the Lord Jesus Christ represents? His only begotten Son. No greater gift than that. That shows you how much God loves you. Shows you how much God cares for you. So be sober and vigilant because of that adversary, but be aware constantly about the Lord who cares for you. He wants your prosperity. We saw that before. He has provided joy. He's provided peace. He's provided righteousness. And we must, as we're believing the word, receive that. Say, I receive that, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just before the Lord, just quieten our hearts before him. Now, there may be problems in your life. There may be things going on. But you can follow after. Follow after this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, you see my situation. You see where I'm at, Lord, but I know you love me. I know you care for me. And Father, I come to you. I come to you and receive of your joy. I receive of that in Jesus' name. Fill me. You are the God of hope. Fill me with all joy and peace. I believe you. I believe that you have provided the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour, as my Lord, as my strength. And I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name.